Hi, my name's Jill, and I'm getting ready to go to France for the long weekend. I'm leaving tomorrow, and there's so much that isn't ready. I bought my expensive, non-refundable tickets last night, but I still don't have my boarding pass QR, so I'm checking that like every hour. Right now, I'm packing my suitcase, and later this evening, I'm calling my friend in Paris to make sure she's going to be home when I get there. Last year, I went to visit her, and she wasn't home. Can you believe that? I had to go back and sleep at the airport for 2 days before my return flight. Oh my gosh. What if she doesn't answer when I call her? I hope she's not working this weekend. I'm going to stress out for sure if she doesn't answer. Well, whatever happens, I'm not sleeping at that airport again. But she's going to be home this time. She has to be. It's impossible that bad luck strikes twice in the same place. Good luck is going to fall on my side this time. She's going to freak out when she sees me, and it's going to be awesome.
Do you see that guy walking with all that stuff over there? That's Phil. He's a good friend of mine. In fact, he and his family are coming over for dinner this evening. According to Phil's wife, he's going to die early because he's always stressed and in a hurry. According to Phil, she's always taking longer than necessary. I guess you can be the judge. It is true that if you're going to go to the beach this weekend or any other, you need to get there early to find a good spot under one of the umbrellas. I imagine they're going out in the water with the kids having lunch there and whatever else, and they're planning to spend most of the afternoon there, so I'm sure he's going to make sure that they all have a nice area to enjoy the day. Poor, lonely, hardworking Phil. Sometimes he just sits out there by himself for 3 hours before Junie and the kids finally arrive. But they're coming, you'll see. They're going to have a great afternoon.